As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
And welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Yes, thank you guys very much. You too can become a member and get that exclusive Patreon content. Just go to our website, disneyassembled.com, and click on the Become a Member button. Also, if you are looking for fantastic 24/7, 365 Disney music, sounds, other podcasts, including ours, head on over to Magic of the Mouse Radio. We are so proud and happy to be a part of the Magic of the Mouse Radio family. You can hear this podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern. Listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio. You can find it on our website, disneyassembled.com, and just click on the Magic of the Mouse Radio icon. And Mimi, as a matter of fact, this week on our Instagram page, we got a message from a listener who listens to us from or on the Magic of the Mouse Radio network. We're very happy. Jace Robinson. So Jace, if you're listening, thank you very much. Jace said he loves listening to our podcast. We're very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Jace. If you want to leave us a comment or a review, we'd really appreciate that. Head on over to Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave that 5-star rating and review. We'd love to read your review and give you a shout out on our show. All right. Enough of all the intro.
It's time for everyone's favorite portion of the show, the one where I talk.
It's certainly your favorite portion of the show.
So at work, I was like, okay, so the like little, you know how I mentioned that they play Finding Nemo all the time, every day? So I was like folding skirts, like right next to like where the TV is, and I found myself like reciting the lines of the movie. And I was like, I hate this. But like, we have Madagascar in the back. We just like, no one will change it. So it's just Nemo all the time.
Yeah, Nemo all the time.
I start school tomorrow, the 23rd. Today's the 22nd. I'm going to be a sophomore. Definitely interesting. And then what else is happening? Oh, I tried to dye my hair pink last night, but the dye didn't take to my hair. So I have to go get a darker pink.
Yep. You know who had pink hair? Danny.
Oh, really?
Our friend Danny from over at Mouse Park Insider.
Oh, cool.
Maybe she has some tips for you because you have really light hair to begin with.
Well, yeah, I just grabbed like the pink that I got was too light.
Yeah.
Like I have the right kind of dye and everything. It's just not whatever. It's fine.
Right.
I've tried to do this before and it didn't work.
Yeah.
But like I've had dyed hair in the past. It's very strange.
I thought about dyeing my hair too. All three of them.
You made that joke when we went to Sally to get the...
My hair is thinning big time. My hair is thinning and my belly is fattening. So that's not a good thing. I wish it was the opposite. It's kind of like when you're sick, you know, when your nose runs and your feet are smelling. That's not really... It's the opposite. Your nose should be smelling and your feet should be running.
Sure.
Yeah.
What else is going on in my life?
Well, why don't we tell everybody what we're going to talk about this week? Because you're getting ready to go to school.
I wasn't finished with my life update, but okay.
But you did a work update and you're going to school this week. There you go.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about the life of a 16-year-old. So, Mimi, you know, ever since I would say...
I have the perfect way to introduce the topic.
Okay.
So you guys, the Met Ball invitation list has been announced, right? And everyone's like freaking out, like, why is a TikToker going to the Met Ball? But I digress. So... Speaking of the Met Ball, we can do like our own ways of like introducing the topic because this came to me like And I was like, this is perfect.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know what a netball is, but go ahead.
Netball. You know,
is that how, like a new Olympic sport?
No.
Okay.
So you know how at the Met Ball, after it happens, everyone does like a dress review. We do like a who wore it better.
If you
like
say
SZA or Ariana Grande. This is kind of like a who wore it better. But like it's not. It's who did it better. Disneyland, Disney World.
It's the law of attractions.
Yeah. This is a very niche introduction.
Yeah. The law of attractions.
Yeah.
So Disneyland and Disney World both share a number of attractions that are either the same in name or the same in experience or very, very similar to each other, right? And, you know, ever since you and I have been paying attention to what people who are Disney fans talk about in the parks, one of the things that comes up all the time is, you know, which is better, the Disneyland version or the Walt Disney World version? And so today we thought we would pick 10 attractions. There's many, like I counted like almost 25 things that really could count as sort of copycats or same. But we picked 10 and we're going to go through each of those and we're going to give our opinion about which park do we think does that attraction better. Now, when we say whether we think it does it better, it could be theming, it could be the queue, it could be the interactiveness, it could be the story might be a slightly different in each park, or actually the what you do on the attraction might be slightly different in each park, mm-hmm. like what you see. So we're going to take all that into account. We're going to talk about each of those 10 and we're going to decide which park we think is best. And we're going to keep a list, right, of which park has the most votes. And at the end, we'll kind of have an idea maybe of not which park is better, but certainly for these 10 items, which is better.
Yeah.
And our Instagram recently, we actually put a thing out about Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, which is one we're going to talk about who does it better. And believe it or not, it is literally 50-50. Like half the people who responded said Disneyland does it better. And half the people responded said Disney World does it better. We'll find out what we think here in just a little bit. This ought to be good. People have been debating these things for quite some time. And it's a healthy debate. It's not one of those debates like you get mad at each other because no matter where you are,
and we're here
you're going
to
love these.
We're here to end the debate.
It won't end the debate.
Our opinions are debate the only will, ones that matter.
The debate will rage on. I actually looked on the internet to get some inspiration for this. And like this question goes back years and years and years. Like there's web blog articles and stuff about this going way back. But here's our take on it. And we hope you guys enjoy it. Now, however, before we get into today's topic, we do need to have this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
Mimi. Tiana.
Yeah.
What happened when she illegally parked?
I don't know.
She got towed. Get it?
Yeah.
She got towed.
That's a good one.
T-O-A-D.
You should tell that towed. One to your kids.
Maybe I should know. So I couldn't say Mr. Toad because Mr. Toad, what would he have done if he got, would he have been towed? Well, he's already towed. But Tiana, she got frogged, but when she illegally parked, she got towed.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So there you go. This week's Disney Dad Joke of the Week. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have one that you would like us to consider using for the show, please send it to us via email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or you can hit us up with a message on any of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all at Disney Assembled. All right.
Okay. You've talked nonstop for the past like 7 minutes.
Yeah, you
no
talked
one,
all about
no one is here
Madagascar
to
and Nemo.
No
and
one is here to listen to you talk.
Whatever
here
this, what is it?
Talk.
This you Met Ball?
Yeah, the Met Ball.
Okay. I don't know. Is that like a fashion thing?
Kind of. It's a bunch of like celebrities like get together and like eat food and walk a carpet and then they leave.
Sounds terribly unimportant.
It really is.
Okay. All right. Let's jump right in.
Taylor Swift met Joe Alwyn at the Met Ball.
I don't even know who Joe is. I know who Taylor Swift is, but I don't know who's
Joe
this
Alwyn is her like boyfriend, husband.
Her next
guy.
her new one.
Well, they've been together like 4 years.
That doesn't mean anything with Taylor Swift. All right, let's jump in to this list. What's the first one?
Small World.
All right. It's a small world, after all. And it's so small, we have the same ride on both coasts. So you've been on both. I've been on both. We've most recently were on the Disney World version because we did a Disney World trip in July. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Small World?
I think there's no real reason to ride Small World.
question is, which park do you think does it better?
Well, neither of them. They're both. It's
you can't
a small
sit on the fence.
World after all.
Oh, good. You can't sit on the fence. You got to pick one. The fence sitting is not allowed on this episode. So you have to pick one or the other. I'll give my opinion. I like how in Disneyland, it's the outdoor part. It's got the big clock and the thing that goes on. That's the original Small World. It was beautifully designed. The artwork and the Imagineering that went into the front of that attraction was fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, they do something special for the holidays where they do Small World holidays, and they have the little characters that are sprinkled in, you know, the Disney characters that are sprinkled in as children.
Agree.
So I think I'm going to go with Disneyland's version of Small World.
Yeah, I like that it's outside. It just feels like Small World Disney World sounded.
No, I'm sorry. I had a big sniff there. We don't have a sniff button.
Disney World, it felt kind of trapped.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, like, it just felt like Small World is not supposed to be inside of a building. Like, you're supposed to, like, look at the clock and it's supposed to, like, keep you from seeing, you know, whatever's behind it. And, like, it's, and the characters sprinkled in around it. Like, it's, it's just more immersive, I feel like, at Disneyland.
Yes. So I think Disneyland does it better as well. And I think, from what I could tell, many people online also agree that the Disneyland version is the better version of It's a Small World. All right. What is the next attraction?
Soarin'.
Okay, so let's talk about Soarin'. And
I want to talk about Soarin'.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so writing Soarin' as a 15-year-old was not nearly as exciting as it was writing it as a 13-year-old. And so I don't know if that's because I've grown up or whatever, or if the Disney World version just, like, wasn't as entertaining. But I found myself, like, I don't know. Soarin', it smelled weird in there. And, like, I felt like Soarin' at Disney World was in an inconvenient location in Epcot. Like, it was, like I don't know. It just felt like it was stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
At Disneyland, it's Soarin' over California, and it's kind of like more integrated into what's actually going on around it. And
is it still? I think it was Soarin' around the world in California.
No, I think it's Soarin' over California.
I can't remember last time we went. I can't remember what it was, but it's essentially the same ride.
I think the queue in Disney World is better because it's mostly indoors, which is always a plus. But again, like, I think it's weird to, like, walk in to go get food and then, like, seeing the line for Soarin', or walking in to go to Soarin' and seeing like a restaurant. Like, it just doesn't feel like it should have its own place in Epcot. And if it did, I think it would be better.
Here's what I think. If we're talking about Soarin' around the world, because that let's make it even. Let's say it's Soarin' around the world, not Soarin' around California. Soarin' around the world. I'm going to go with Walt Disney World. Because I think it fits well in Epcot. Epcot needs something like that. I think it fits really well there. If it was Soarin' around California, that fits really well in California Adventure because it's supposed to be for California. But if it's Soarin' around the world and Epcot has this world showcase and all that good stuff, it fits really well into the Epcot theme.
Right, it does.
And, you know, the ride vehicle, the experience is essentially the same. Yeah, I think if I had to pick between the two, if it was Soarin' around the world, I'm going to go with Walt Disney World.
Yeah, just because it fits what's going on in Epcot.
Right. It fits what's going on. I mean, again, you get off the attraction and you can actually walk around the world. Right. So,
but I did feel that, like, my experience at Walt Disney World was kind of like a solid 5. Like, the cast members, like, weren't super into it. It was kind of meh. It was also, like, pouring outside, so, like, the whole vibe of the day was kind of off. But, like, I think...
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. I'm not going to weigh the cast members too heavily in this because, you know, they're just there doing a job, and I appreciate that. All right, so Soarin', we went with Disney World, so we're tied. One attraction for each park. There you go. All right, the next one on the list is... Do you want to say it?
Oh.
What do you want me to say?
We're doing Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Now, this is the one that we actually put on our Instagram as sort of a who does it better. And when I tell you it's literally 50-50, it is literally 50-50. Half the people say Disneyland. Half the people say Disney World. As a matter of fact, I'm going to check on it right now because the poll is still okay. Up. Yep, it's still 50-50. There it is, 50-50. Half say Disneyland. Half say Disney World. Now.
All right, let me I want to put in my two cents on this. Big Thunder Mountain has a better queue in Disney World. It feels like it moves. It's not ridiculously long. I mean, it is long, but it's not like snaking around a whole lot, so it doesn't feel super long. There's stuff to do in it. It's interactive. You just don't get that in Disneyland. But Disneyland has the goat. And I just think that the goat is like this added layer of like this little sprinkle on top of like Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. And there's no goat at Disney World. So I'm going to have to say Disneyland.
I looked that up today.
There's no Dynamo goat. I did not see it.
You didn't see it, but I think it's there because I actually looked that up today. And it's just in a very different place.
Like
I
saw a goat, right. But not the goat. And there's no like buildup with like the dynamite, like
it's true.
Exploding. And then like, I just don't feel like
right. They didn't have that little,
There's no like buildup. There's no, that part of the story is exempt in Walt Disney World. And so for that, I'm going to have to say Disneyland.
Yeah. And Disneyland does a good job of they redid it with new track and the actual mine area itself is different. Right. Like the little town that's built around it is different and really cool. I think the Disney World version has a little bit more thrill to it, but
definitely agree.
Not so much that I think it would skew it one way or the other. I love Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. It is my favorite coaster in any of the Disney parks, but I will agree with you. I think the Disneyland version, in my opinion, just slightly takes the prize there. I think we're going to go with the Disneyland version. Well, I think they both have the goat.
No.
Okay. If you have a picture of the Disney World goat with dynamite in its mouth.
There. It just needs to have like the scene. Like the scene is not there. Like it's the goat scene. It's like
right.
You know, why is it not there?
Cool. Okay. Right. I hear you. Now, Pirates. The next one. Pirates. Since you just blurted it out. Pirates.
Pirates.
Pirates. Like where? Oh, no. Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? That makes a big difference.
I say Caribbean.
Oops, I dropped the pen. All right. Okay. The Pirates. Very different experience in both parks.
Definitely. Queue in Disneyland is exhausting. But the ride is longer. There's more of a trade. There's more of a win. It has two drops instead of one. It just has more scenes.
And you go through the Blue Bayou to start with the restaurant.
But in Disney World, the queue is more enjoyable. Okay, maybe I'm biased because we didn't wait more than like 10 minutes for it, but it felt like the line moved more in Disneyland or Disney World. I don't know. Like the experience that I got riding it was better in Disney World, but like objectively, the Disneyland ride is better.
I like the queue in Disney World better.
Yeah.
But the attraction, the experience in the attraction, the story, how you start in the bayou, the double drop. The longer experience in Disneyland.
It's just better. Yeah.
Right. I don't think the animatronics are better. I don't think it smells just as good in both parts.
Right.
But I would agree with you. I think, and a lot of people who do this, I think have agreed that the Disneyland version of Pirates is the better Pirates.
You can definitely hear my stool.
Yeah. You're on the little,
I need a chair.
Very cheap stool. We need to buy you a chair. We need to go to go ride around the neighborhood and see if anyone's throwing a chair away so we can put it in the car and bring it home for you.
Right. Okay. Next.
No, we're not going to do that. All right. The next one is Buzz Lightyear. Now this is an interesting one because you have Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters in Disneyland and then Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin in Disney World. Now it's essentially the same.
And they're both equally bad.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I think they're both essentially the same type of experience, but they have very big differences that could make a difference here. So what do you think?
Okay. Walt Disney World, in Disneyland, you don't have, is it the dot? Like when you shoot the gun, is it like a little dot?
I don't know. I think it's a laser. Like they're both lasers.
So the laser is difficult. But I felt like in Disneyland, it was easier to operate than it was in Disney World. Disney World had a different operation maneuver to fire the gun. And that was not easy in the slightest. It was kind of, I don't know. I just like Disney World.
Well, specifically in Disney World, the gun only is fixed to the car.
It's fixed to the, yeah.
And so you have to spin the vehicle to aim the gun.
It's just difficult.
Because that's why they call it Space Ranger Spins. You have to spin your vehicle around, but the gun only goes in certain directions and up and down. In Disneyland, right. The blaster, you can remove it and right. You can hold it so that you have a bigger range of motion.
Right.
And so
for that, Disneyland is probably going to have to.
Yeah, I like the idea of being able to not have the right. blaster fixed to
it was
the cart.
It was really hard to play in Disney World. And my mom and I ended up just like spinning the car in circles on the track because like we weren't just shooting anything. We weren't able to like do anything. So we just kind of like, I don't know. It was
right.
fun.
Yeah. So Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters wins out over Buzz Lightyear. Space Ranger Spin.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. We're up to number six now. We're going through half of these. We're doing pretty good. Number six is one that there's also a pretty good amount of debate on between people, and that is Peter Pan's Flight. Disney World versus okay. Disneyland.
I'm going to go first, like always. But yeah. The queue in Disney World with its like redo, with its like cute little scenes and like the Tinkerbell interaction and just like general like nice aesthetic to look at, I think is what's going to put it over the top for me, because the ride is the same, the ride vehicle is the same, nothing else about it is too different except for the fact that if Disney World were to have one red flag, it would be that the animatronics are like literally the creepiest things I have ever seen. Like the Tinkerbell in the last scene, like you can see the string she's hanging from. And like, it's just, it's terrifying to look at.
I did find the Disney World, the interior of the ride, it felt like it needed some refreshing.
Right.
I know there are certain scenes that they are pivoting away from emphasizing that are still there, I'm sure, because there was no audio when you passed the Indian village.
Right.
In the past, I believe there was at least some audio referencing Tiger Lily and so forth. So you just kind of right. rode past that and it was like nothing except just the music playing, which I'm fine with. I'm not complaining. I do think there are some slight differences in the rides. I'm sure they do this in Disneyland too. I just don't remember, but I really liked how when we took off in our ship at the very beginning, the cast member sprinkles pixie dust on the ship so that it will fly.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Well, that was cool for you. It wasn't cool for me because I was like sobbing uncontrollably.
Well, because
and
it was
the cast member was like, well, pixie dust. Right.
Well, that was mostly because of the fireworks show. Right. Yeah. You don't do fireworks, but I do think the queue with you're going through the house and
it's
the bedrooms
just,
and Tinkerbell
really
following
nice
you around is very
at.
Nice. Look, they're both very good rides. I like both of them.
I think Disney World is better,
but
the animatronics, though, need help. Like, do you remember that character episode we did about which characters need revamping?
Mm.
All of Peter Pan. Like,
yeah.
It's like just the inside looks so run down.
It just looks like they need a little, the lighting needs to be fixed a little bit.
The paint is chipping and like the faces are distorted. Like, it's just terrifying.
I wish the dark parts were darker.
Yeah.
And that they had the lighting better in there because you can see all the, I mean, I know they're there, but I could see the ground better. I could see the exit, the emergency exit store stairs, even
right.
though they're painted black.
You're not supposed
so I think
to
the lighting
it.
In there could be a little bit better, but
right.
All right, we'll go with Disney World in this one because they're almost virtually identical, but I do think the queue is much better at Disney World than at Disneyland. I hope they fix the Disneyland queue. That would be really cool.
Yeah, it would.
All right. We're now up to number seven, and number seven is a heavy hitter that gets a lot of debate, and it is the Haunted Mansion. So in Disney World, the Haunted Mansion is in Liberty Square.
Right.
In Disneyland, it is in New Orleans Square.
I think it's placed better in Disneyland. Like, I just think Haunted Mansion fits aesthetically better into New Orleans Square. Because while I don't agree with the voodoo stereotype that comes with New Orleans, it's there and they've capitalized on it. And so the voodoo spooky ghost thing kind of, it fits into New Orleans Square.
Right.
It
and the style
fit
of that
in Liberty Square. Like, it's so random.
Well, the style of the house is different, right? In Liberty
yeah.
Square, it's more of that the architecture
Victorian
of that.
Style,
right. And
yeah.
then in New Orleans, it's more of a Southern Gothic plantation style home. You know, you're right. I mean, I grew up in New Orleans. You did not. But, you know, there is a haunted sort of history, you know, that fits well into New Orleans and the French Quarter and the New Orleans Square and all that good stuff.
Right. Like when you think of New Orleans, it's like the jazz and the
right. Whatever. I mean, the ride itself, I do like the queue for Disney World better, where they have all the stuff outside and the carriage and the tombstones and, you know.
Also, that line goes really fast. Like we waited like 40 minutes, but it felt so fast.
Right. And also in Florida, when Disneyland, I believe, the stretching room actually is an elevator, but in Florida, it is not an elevator because they don't really go down.
What is it?
Well, it's the room moves, the top moves up, but you stay still. In Disneyland, you actually
move down. Stretching room.
Yes.
In Florida.
Well, the room stretches up in Florida, but you don't move. In Disneyland, you were actually on an elevator, I believe, and it takes you down to start the ride. So they both stretch. One just stretches one way and one stretches the other. Right, right. So I think the ride itself, I think also keep in mind that Haunted Mansion in Disneyland does the holiday overlay with the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, which
I think the classic,
a lot of people love that,
is better, but I love the Walt Disney World. Like we wrote it like two or three times and I found like a new detail every time.
But the Disneyland version at the end, I believe, has the Hatbox Ghost.
Right.
And Disney World does not have the Hatbox Ghost. So this is a tough one. I'm going to fall more on the Disneyland side here. I agree with you. I think the house fits better in New Orleans Square than sort of on the outskirts of Liberty Square.
I also just, like in the general like vibe and aesthetic of the ride fits better into New Orleans Square.
Yeah. So where are we landing on? Disneyland? Yeah. All right. We're on the Disneyland side for Haunted Mansion. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Some people will disagree, which is fine. Again,
the Disney
there's
World
no,
version is great.
There's no right or wrong. I mean, look, you can put Haunted Mansion in the middle of, you know, anywhere, drop it anywhere. And I'm going to love it one way or the other.
No, yeah, it was great.
So it doesn't matter. All right.
I have a newfound appreciation for it.
Right, we're up to number eight, and number eight is going to be an interesting one because I believe it is literally the same exact experience in both parks, and that is Toy Story Mania, which is your mother's, my wife's, my belly's favorite attraction.
That's a very valid favorite attraction.
Right. Toy Story Mania, the attraction that you can play on the Wii, because it's essentially the same exact thing.
I don't think anyone else in the world has the Wii game.
I think many people probably have the Wii game. They just haven't played it in forever.
Whatever. Okay,
but
so
Toy Story Mania, what do you think?
Okay, so I'm a Libra, you guys, and the Libra sign is like the scale because we're like balanced. So I'm gonna like make a little scale. Okay, so Disneyland queue.
She's holding up her left hand.
The queue is awful, but you have the interactive Mr. Potato Head, which is like so much fun and keeps you entertained. But like the ride is the same, so I'm not like factoring the ride into this at all. Okay, Disney World, you are in Toy Story Land, in this completely immersive, beautifully done, insanely detailed queue and place to be, and it's just so much more enjoyable. The entire experience of Toy Story Mania is better at Disney World because of the level of detail, because you're in Toy Story World, because there's something to look at and there's things to look for. And like we were going through the queue, and granted we only waited like 5 minutes, but you and mom were like pointing out things from the 80s. You were like, oh, look at that board game. You all know what that is. And Helder and I were like, what? And you were like, and like the Imagineers put so much thought into what it is. You don't even need the Mr. Potato Head.
Well,
yeah,
I agree with all that. Here's what I think. Toy Story Mania is in Pixar Pier. And I think the idea that you're doing this sort of, it feels like a little carnival attraction that fits on the pier for the pier attractions and in the Pixar theme. But I would have to agree with you. I think the fact that in Walt Disney World, they have built an entire Toy Story Land, which is essentially Andy's backyard.
Right.
And the theming of the land adds to the experience. Cause like before it didn't feel nearly as immersive because you were sort of in that back lot area, but in Toy Story Land, I think it fits well there too, because I think it just draws a crowd, you know, from Slinky Dog and from the other things there. It gives it something really cool to do in that area, and it's indoors and it's good air conditioning and
it
all that good stuff.
It feeds off the energy of the whole land.
So this is a tough one. The experience itself, when you're in the experience, is exactly the same.
Right.
I agree with you. I love the Mr. Potato Head piece, but I think I'm going to fall on the Disney World side just because it's in the Toy Story Land, which
it's
I think
so much
is
more
just,
immersive.
Yeah, I think the Toy Story Land to me just felt more an immersive story than Pixar Pier, which I appreciate Pixar Pier. I love Pixar Pier. I've eaten a turkey leg on Pixar Pier.
Mm-hmm.
I probably shouldn't have eaten that turkey leg.
It's okay.
But it was okay. But yeah, let's go. I'm going to go with Disney World in this one too. So Toy Story Mania, Disney World gets the nod. All right. We have two remaining attractions and these may be tough because they're very popular attractions. All right. So the second to last one we're going to do is the Jungle Cruise.
What are your thoughts?
The original Jungle Cruise is in Disneyland. I know it is going through its retheming. We have not seen the rethemed Jungle Cruise in Disneyland with the new stuff. We did see a lot of it done in Disney World when we went just last month, right? So I like the new stuff there. I like the new jokes, right? I like some of the new things. But I believe Disneyland's is now completely finished. And I don't know if Disney World is completely finished, but certainly Disneyland's is completely finished. You know, in Disney World, you go through the, I don't know what it's called, but it's like the indoor part where there's like the ruins and you're indoors and there's a tiger and there's like, I think mummies maybe or something
don't
like
they
that.
Have, there's monkeys.
Right.
Don't they have don't, that in Disneyland?
I don't think they have that in Disneyland. I think that part is not there. I mean, you both go to the backside of water. You both do the other things. I do think in Disney World, there's that one little part, right? That's a little bit different in terms of the ride, but the Disneyland version is the original. It's the one that Walt wrote on, and for nostalgia, I mean, the Disneyland one has more nostalgia than the Disney World one.
I think the Disney World one has more to do, and it's just generally more entertaining. But I hate the queue.
Yeah, I did not enjoy the queue. I don't like the queue for either Jungle Cruise. I don't think the queue, I mean, they have the music going on. If you listen to it, it's kind of funny and interesting, but a lot of switchbacks, a lot of people packed in there.
People.
Yeah. So where do we land on this one? This one's going to be tough because I think the rides itself are almost, the,
almost
same,
the same
with the exception of, you know, the Disney World has that, I think that little extra part where you're going indoors. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to land on Disney World on this one just because of that extra little piece. But I do love the Disneyland. I think the Disneyland version, I don't know. I'd like to, when we go back to Disneyland, hopefully soon, I'll be curious. We'll be, we may have to change our mind on that one, but this may be a little recency bias.
Right.
We went to Disney World last. So we're going to go with Disney World
right.
on the Jungle Cruise. All right. Before we do our last one, we should tally the votes. So far, Disneyland, we have said, does Small World, Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates, Haunted Mansion, and Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters better. In Disney World, we said Soarin', Toy Story Mania, Peter Pan's Flight, and Jungle Cruise are done better. And so we're either going to end up with a tie or Disneyland is going to take it.
No, we're going to end up with a tie.
And it all ends on this last one. Number 10 for this episode is Space Mountain.
Space Mountain is 200% better in Disney World.
Okay, explain that because I think a lot of people would disagree with you.
All right, so I don't. Did you ride it in Florida?
I have ridden it in Florida, yes.
Okay, so maybe it was just the last night and maybe it was just the last thing I did with my mom. But I had so much fun on Space Mountain in Florida. In Disney, in California, it's nice. I'm not going to lie. It's a great ride. It's fun. But it just kind of feels like you go in circles and like you have the lights and you like blast off and then you just kind of go in the circles. In Florida, you're going through twists and turns and you're going up and down, left and right. And like, I didn't know what was happening next. And I was just constantly thrilled, constantly excited, constantly screaming. And I just had ridiculous amounts of fun in Florida. One more thing I can add about Florida, the lights are a little bit on. So you can kind of see what's going on, but like, you don't really know. Like, you get to know how high up you are, which adds to the thrill, but you don't get to see what's going in front of you, what's right. going next. The double rider is better in California, I will admit. I didn't really love the single rider.
Right, you sit one person. You sit, right. like, it's like, in Disney World, it's a lot like the Matterhorn bobsled.
Right.
Right, and in Disneyland, it's side-by-side seating.
Right, but yeah. I like the way it starts. Like, you go, like, you start, you get in it, and then you go down. And then, you, like, you just immediately start. You don't go up. Like, mm-hmm. you go down first, and it's like, I just had so much more fun. The memory of me riding it, I had so much more fun in Florida than I did in California.
So yeah, California, you know, the ride is smoother. I think the one in Florida is a little bit more, you know, it jolts you around a little bit, kind of right. like Matterhorn, really. It kind of moves kind you of, around, but that's not why quite I liked as much. It. It's probably a little darker in Disneyland, I think, and they also have a couple of overlays they sometimes do in Disneyland with the Hyperspace Mountain, which is Star Wars overlay. And then they do one, I think, for the Halloween season where it's kind of a ghost thing, like a haunted thing or whatever. I don't know. I've done them both. I think I kind of like the smooth. I prefer a smoother ride and a more comfortable ride. But I see where you're coming from with the Space Mountain and Disney World being a little bit more of a thrill. You know, not you going up first. So it's like kind of right. like you're taking off.
Because it's not the same track.
Right. It's a little, it's slightly different. I mean, I think some people will say Disneyland is better because it's smoother and a more comfortable ride and it has the overlays. And some people are going to say, no, the Disney World version is better because it's a little bit more thrilling. And, you know, you go up before you go down. There's a little bit more dips and so forth in there. So, but where are we coming down? I could go either way. I think I don't have a preference one way or the other, but there is no fence sitting on this one. So I'll go with you and we'll go with Disney World on Space Mountain for this one. People, I'm sure, can debate and send us their opinions and maybe we'll change our mind. Next time we go to Disneyland, we'll have to refresh our memories and see if we continue to think the way we are. So we ended up with a tie. I mean, we really didn't end up... I kind of suspected we would end up with a tie here.
Right.
We have five rides that we feel do better at Disneyland, five attractions that we felt Disney World does better. Let's recap them again one more time. Disneyland, we felt, does Small World, Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates, Haunted Mansion, and Buzz Lightyear better. Disney World, we felt, does Soarin', Space Mountain, Toy Story Mania, Peter Pan's Flight, and Jungle Cruise better. Tied 5-5.
Yeah.
You know what this means?
No.
We have to go to both parks really soon and do a real analysis, a real data analysis. Your mother is going to have to approve this idea because this is research. This is science. We have to be very objective. Go to both parks.
You know what they should
ride
build?
The same rides.
At both parks, they should build Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah, we should do all that stuff.
Or they should make it bigger and faster.
No, I don't think they should. I don't think they should do the same thing at both parks. But we can have a Dole Whip at both parks. We can decide who does Dole Whip better. We can have a churro at both parks, even though everybody says the churros at Disneyland are much better than they are at Disney World. We can have a Joffrey's at Disney World. Do they have Joffrey's at Disneyland? I don't think they have Joffrey's at Disneyland.
I don't know.
Oh, doesn't matter. All right. Good stuff. High five. Outstanding. Thank you very much. Mimi, why don't you share with everyone how they can find us online and give us their opinion about these attractions?
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Disney Assembled, or head over to our Patreon, Buy Us a Dole Whip, or T Public Store if you want to support us further. But all that information and more is on our website, DisneyAssembled.com.
Yeah, check us out on DisneyAssembled.com. If you love the show and like to give us some feedback, we'd love to read it. Head on over to your favorite podcast player, especially Apple Podcasts. It really helps people find the show if you leave a 5-star rating and write us a really kind review. It just takes a moment, and we really appreciate it. Also, if you go to the bottom of today's show notes, you can leave us a voicemail message. We would love to hear from you. Just click that link in the bottom of the show notes. It'll take you to a place where you can leave us a voice message. And if you have not done so already, please consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. We are preparing a big YouTube live event coming up, hopefully pretty soon. We still are working out some of the details. It's going to be tons of fun. So head on over to YouTube, do a search for Disney Assembled, click that subscribe button. We would love to have you join us there as well. All right, Mimi, I guess that wraps it up for this week. This was, I think, the 80th episode of Disney Assembled. Can you believe it?
That's 80, crazy.
80 episodes. I am blown away at how well we have stuck with this. I can't wait to get, we only have 20 more. 20 more for that 100th episode. We need to think of a huge, big extravaganza.
Yeah.
For that 100th episode. We have about 20 weeks to figure
that
out.
That's a lot of weeks.
Yeah, we have 20 weeks. We have about 5 months to figure that out.
It's like half a year. Yeah.
Wow. It's almost half a year. It's really a long time. I thought it was
much
closer.
That'll put us at our 2-year anniversary.
80 feels much closer to 100, but then you say it's 5 months from now. That doesn't feel so close. So.
Wait, it's like August, September, October, November, December, January.
It's like January, February, somewhere in that range.
So it's like almost at our 2-year.
Almost at our 2-year anniversary. All right. That'd be really cool. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. Tell your friends. Join us next week. And until next time,
see you real soon.